Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Ow. Welcome to another episode of Finding You with Marvin Rome and my co-host Dan Mack. We have a wonderful show set and ready for you today. Sit back, relax, let us do what we do while you do what you do to find you. And as always, with this wonderful show, it is the Empowerment Pledge. And that pledge is I will work on myself. I want you to get it. It's a new year. Get it down inside of you. I will work on myself. I'm going to do all the things that I need to do to develop myself this year to meet my goals, my dreams, and my aspirations. We're going to just start right there. I have to do the work of improving myself. I have to do the things necessary. I have to be diligent. I have to have desire. I have to be committed, and I have to be consistent on reaching my goal. And that's what you got to do. You have to do those things to become successful today, each day, every day, one day at a time. And without further delay, right here, starting again a new year, it's my co-host, the main man, Stan Macklin. Stan, are you available?
Stan Macklin is in the house. Brother Roan, how's
Stan,
it going?
Hey, wonderful, my brother, wonderful. Happy New
Brand
Year
new
again.
Year.
How are you?
Yes.
Yes, it
yes.
is. I'm
Happy
ready.
Happy New
man.
Year to you.
I'm,
me too.
I'm stoked. I'm incredibly stoked, man. Focused and ready for a new year. And if we got to keep
Sounds
the momentum
fired up,
on.
Man.
Yeah, I am. Man, I'm incredible. I've done everything. We talked about setting goals last week, and the thing is, man, I'm on fire because I'm being consistent. And so I want to share with the listeners, and even if you're listening on demand, become consistent. Stay on it. Don't get off of it. Don't
That's right.
Stay 8 now. So let's work on reaching 9 and then 10 and 11. Let's be consistent to chop these days down and get committed toward reaching our goals. So we have a show today, and Stan, I'm going to turn it over to you. You got the helm today. Let's get our audience on board for what it is that we have for them today.
Well, you know, we want to do that, and we do that in a good way. And I'm getting a little feedback, I think, from your line, but we can see if our technician can check that out and see. But anyway, this is a brand new year, the year of 2014. Wow, can you hardly believe that, man?
That's right.
You know, a new year brings in a lot of new developments, new things, new resolutions. And if you've broken your resolution, don't give up. Don't despair. Don't be like the person say, well, if I wouldn't have said any, then I wouldn't have broke any. You know, that's an excuse. That's a defeatist attitude. You can set goals. It's nothing but a goal. It's nothing but an opportunity to make a difference in something in your life. And this is a fresh year to do that. We want to see you do that. But, you know,
that's right.
You know, a lot of new laws was enacted this year. January 1, new laws went in. Right here in our own city, we were able to successfully rename a street to Martin Luther Jr. King Way. What do you say about that? And it's a main thoroughfare, too, in the city. And so that's exciting. But let's take a trek across the country, Brother Rome. To Colorado, are you aware of what happened there on January 1? Hello? Hello? Technical difficulties? Hello?
Ben?
Yeah. You hear me?
Yeah.
Something happened. I don't know. Got knocked off. I hope not that again in 2014.
Yeah, I got knocked off too.
So are we back on
the air?
Well,
guess what? Yeah, we persevere. We're going to keep it moving. So,
yeah.
Again, welcome to Finding You. We're going to move forward in our show. Stan, talk about those laws that they've enacted in our affairs.
Okay, before we get to that, let me see. I want to do a commercial break. Do I have Sprague's Barbershop on the line? Hello? Sprague's Barbershop? Are you on the line?
Okay, well, let's just come back to them and
okay,
and
we'll come back to that.
She can let us know. Yeah, she
okay.
can let us know when they're
all
ready,
right.
and we can just go with it.
Okay. As I was saying before we got kicked off the air, that a lot of new things are happening, and hopefully if you have set forth your New Year resolution, and if you have broken it already, don't feel bad about it. Don't be like the individual, well, if I had set them, then I would not have broken any. That's a defeatist attitude, and you don't have to take a posture like that. But the new year brings in a lot of new things, and January 1 here, we had something new happen, which was a major thoroughfare was changed from to Martin Luther King Jr. Way, and we're, of course, excited about that. But let's take a trek across the country and way out in Colorado. You know what happened out there?
What happened out there?
Something happened. You ready for this one?
Tell me, brother. Yeah.
The legalization of recreational marijuana uses.
What?
That's right. You can now actually go into the store. You have to be of age. I believe it's 21 and older. Go into an actually retail place, and you can purchase you up to an ounce of marijuana, and that's right. Take it home and
wait. In Colorado, in the United States of America, you can go and buy it like you buy a pack of cigarettes or
right.
a Twinkie.
Right, you sure can,
man.
You can buy
oh,
it
my
recreational
goodness.
Use.
Oh, it's gonna be some recreation going on now.
Well, they're saying that this is something that they've been wanting. You know, Colorado's always been on the cutting edge of different things that pushes the envelope. And you can actually go inside of that retailer and you can purchase you up to an ounce, and you can take those your baggie home. And you can plop yourself down, and I guess you can get at it.
That's oh, no. So you said there's a new meaning to Rocky Mountain High. So that's what John Diff meant.
You can do it now.
Wow.
Now, you can't do it out in the public or anything like that. Just say same way like with drinking, you can't drink out in the public and so forth. Public intoxication will get you into the slammer. But
At home, you can smoke the roof off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can turn into Smokey the Bear. You sure can. Now, you ain't thinking about moving out there, are you?
No, man, not me. And if I was, I wouldn't say it on the radio.
I threw you a curveball. But this is something we need to talk about. The state is excited about it because it's new revenue. It's expected to bring in millions of new revenue into the state coffers. And the retailers will, of course, have to pay their taxes and everything like that. And this is something that they voted to take effect, and it has taken effect. It's now in reality, and this has the eyes of the nation watching this city. I think Washington State is set to do it a little bit later on, but this is historic, you know, because I guess they realize that the incarceration of the individuals for nonviolent crimes for having marijuana has just gotten out of hand. It's gotten out of proportion. And they are making a statement. And so this is really a test case, but it's reality there. And believe it or not, I know some people that's moved out there. Yeah.
Just for that.
they wanted to be able to indulge in this here. I'm trying to see how to word it. I guess displeasure.
Let's call it an extracurricular activity.
Okay.
Man, that is pretty interesting. But let me say this, man. I just want to talk about Virginia first. Now, I'm just going to be honest because I've been born and raised here, but that ain't never happening here. That ain't going to never happen. Never, ever. Man, that ain't going to happen here.
Well, this is the Commonwealth, and you know
yeah,
the Commonwealth
yeah.
is, they're very fiscally conservative, and even though it's a new income stream, I think I have to echo your sentiments that it's not going to happen here. To say that it's not happening here.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
think in a legal sense where you can just go into the store and come back out with your bag, that's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen.
No. But, you know, the debate is on. The debate is on because the provision, it at one time, you know, it was that's how bootlegging got involved. I'm talking about alcohol and moonlighting and white lightning and all that. And,
moonshine.
Yeah, moonshine, that's it. And when they decided to make it legal, where you can, here in Virginia, the ABC stores regulate all that, which is a multi-billion-dollar enterprise.
But it's
controlled.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, I think, the casualties and the effects of it, I think there's been more people killed and hurt and lame from the uses of alcohol than marijuana. You know? You know, they say
yeah.
under the influence, but I don't know too many people that have been on the rage by that uses. I don't know. But alcohol, I've seen it. But what do you think? Do you think that Colorado is a pioneer in this here, the state of Colorado?
Yeah. I think what's happening is, you know, it's kind of like what they did with Prohibition, man. People are doing it. And they're going to find ways to do it. And with this new drug law and the war on drugs, I think it has come to a head now, you know?
Okay.
And now I think recreational use of marijuana, everybody who I know that does it seem to be very temperamental and mellowed out to some degree. You know, they don't bother anybody. And they're not crashing cars. It's just against the law. You know,
right.
No more than you could drive your car with a open container of beer. So,
right.
You know, my judgment is, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do anyway, whether it's legal
right.
or illegal. They're going to take
right.
the chance and play Russian roulette. But if it's legal and you can do it in your home and, you know, the law says it's okay, then, you know, I have to go along with that on that one because, I mean, people are drinking beer and liquor like it's going out of style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the federal government, it's still illegal in that sense, but they have taken a back seat. They're kind of just watching it. They're not trying to rush in and shut down any of the weed clinics, as you may say. And you know what they call this? You know, just like in a regular bar, they have what is called bartenders. You know what they call the people that serve the marijuana to the customers?
What?
They call them bud tenders. Bud
That's
tenders.
True.
B-U-D. Bud tenders. Bud tender, come over here and bring me my joint. No, you can't. And but there's some rules and regulations too. You can't be no sampling of the merchandise, I mean firing it up in the establishment, they have bud tenders who will tell you the various strands and grains of different plants.
Right.
Yeah, they got all of them, and some of them they even got like cookies.
Really?
Marijuana cookies, brownies.
Wow.
They're going all over. Yeah. So when you come in there, when you come inside of that store, you can get you paraphernalia. You can get you some brownies, some cookies, marijuana cookies. You can actually get you whatever brand you want. Yeah.
Now, I have a friend.
And the line, I saw on the television.
Uh-huh.
The line was all the way around the block.
What?
They were lined up around the block at this particular establishment. Does that sound like a supply and demand what do you call that when there's a demand?
Yeah, but you know. Quietly, there's a demand for prescription medication.
Yeah,
that
well, people
probably what people are doing, you know, with the marijuana, just on the same level as they're doing with the alcohol. I think we have a substance abusing nation now. You know, and not being negative about it, but people are using, and we always talk about it on the show. There's some things that we got to face, and people are trying to get away. You know,
mm-hmm.
people are really trying to get away. But I want to make
mm-hmm.
2 points if I can. One is, just like with the alcohol sales, now,
mm-hmm.
there should be some kind of stipend there as they get the resources in, just like here in Virginia, that go toward educational community projects, man. There should be some form of that money because that's a $1 billion industry. There should be some kind of partially funded programs from the sale of alcohol, and even if it's legal or legalized here, for example, in Colorado, that money should go toward community investment and community improvement. What do you think?
Well, that's a good food for thought. Just like here in the Commonwealth, the money from the lotto and so forth is supposed to go for education, and I'm sure some of that money is being used for other things, but it's something to really think about. But I tell you what, let's take a break and commercial break and see is this Sprague's Barbershop is along the line.
Hello, how you doing, sir? This is Sprague's Barbershop.
Hello, Mr. Sprague's. We're glad to have you as first commercial break of the new year. Tell us some about your barbershop. Where are you located?
Well, I'm located 2 South Main, Harrisonburg, Virginia. It's in a professional building. It's very diverse. Take the elevator up to the 6th floor. We're the only barbershop overlooking the city. And we do pretty much anything you want done from designs to bald heads, anything you can imagine, we can accomplish. And I also have a couple of barbers with me, which is one is Hispanic, his name is Sammy. Then I have an African American, his name is Corey. And like I said, what we're doing here in Harrisburg, Virginia, is to diversify everybody. Black, white, Republican, Democrat, Ethiopian, Chinese, it doesn't matter. We take all walk-ins, and you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to feature you today on today's program. And our topic discussion today, we're talking about the legalization of marijuana in Colorado, that you can actually go into the store there as a resident of that state and with proper ID, and you can go in there and get you an ounce and you can get whatever else you need to go along with it, and go on home and have a day of pleasure. What's your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion is I once heard all great philosophers and professors at one time in their life was marijuana smokers. So therefore, I think if the marijuana is for individuals who would like to smoke, I mean, it's not anything to force upon you. I think you should be able to go into the liquor store and purchase liquor, which they're doing the prohibition. I think you do the same thing in Babylon, America today. You know, I think that's a poor man drug, you know, and most people who smoke marijuana, by statistics, say that they don't go to jail. So, therefore, you can go into the ABC store and purchase alcohol, which will you get a DUI. You get a year in jail, and plus you have to pay big fines.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, you know, it's a lot of people who smoke marijuana, which is into the politics and probably into the ministry and other things also. So, therefore, it's to each his own. I mean, I think if a man is old enough to go into the military and fight for his country, he should be able to come home and smoke some natural herbs.
Good point. Well, I tell you, if you're in the Harrisonburg area and you like to get you a cut above the rest, stop downtown. The only barbershop is overlooking downtown, and Tyrone Spraggs will hook you up. He'll help you look a lot better than what you came in. So, Mr. Spraggs,
yes,
thank you for being on our commercial break today, and thank you for your opinion.
It's an honor, sir.
Mr. Rohn, let's talk about that. He said some very valid insight there. You know, if you look back in the original industries here in America, the hemp plant. Yes,
uh-huh.
Do you know anything about the origin of that hemp plant?
I know it's been in use for a while in different types of uses that they actually kind of weaned out of the population. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I do know.
You know, the Native American was always trying to get the white man to smoke that peace pipe. And,
thought it would have calmed things down a little bit.
And it seemed like when he didn't want to smoke that peace pipe, the next thing you know, they had their powwow dance, and that was it. They put their marks under their eyes, and it was the warpath. But, go ahead.
Things probably would have been different if the peace pipe had been introduced at Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, they really did do that. They signed treaties and sealed it with the peace pipe.
Wow.
Yeah. They did that, actually. And, you know, a lot of anger and rage and fits and things like that, it emanates from, issues of things that people have against one another and so forth. And
mm-hmm.
I have to say, you know, I've seen a lot of rage and anger and even violence from alcohol, more so than I think from a person who's under the influence or utilization of marijuana. But this test
that's
case,
true.
This test case out there in Colorado it sets a new precedent. A lot of states, you know, they have what is called, which is permissible, medicinal medicine, marijuana. I know it's out in California like that. And but this is recreational use, and it's the first time America's changing. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I think we're at a place where we're advocating putting down a bottle and picking up the pipe, and just maybe, you know, with this new trend that America can mellow out a little bit. And, you know, there has been an association for a long time with anger and rage with alcohol, you know. But
yeah.
I haven't seen in all of my years of being around people who have been influenced by marijuana, anybody who's ever gotten hostile or angry or aggressive, I haven't seen it. Now, am I advocating that? No. But what I'm saying is there's a difference between the behaviors of people who are influenced by marijuana versus people who are influenced by alcohol.
I agree with you. And this is going to be something definitely that you can believe the eyes of the nation is on it. I mean, hey, I've taken tours around the world, and sometimes, you know, we stop off into Amsterdam. And I can remember one tour we did was on, en route to going to Africa. And as we stopped there, and one dude came to me out of the tour group, he said, "Hey, I'm not going any further. I'm staying right here." I said, "Come on, man, what do you mean you're staying right here?" I said, This is just a delay here till we get to our destination." He said, "I found heaven." I said, "What do you mean you found heaven?" He said, "I've never have experienced anything like this place here, and I'm not leaving." And you know what? He didn't. He's over there right today. Seriously. And so, you know, I guess for some people, independence is finding their niche or finding what it is that makes them happy. I guess if you're not violating nobody, hurting nobody, maybe that's the right thing for you to do. But there's places I know, like the Commonwealth, it just ain't going to happen like that. It's just not.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what finding you is all about, because we find ourselves in different places. Now, I will say this to all of our listeners. If you are the type of person that's using marijuana and tobacco and alcohol and anything else that you are using to stimulate yourself or to calm you down or whatever, use it in moderation and learn to kind of get the best out of it if you have to use it. Now, you know, alcohol is just a different type of animal. You know, it's a different character with that thing. But if you're going to use marijuana, use it wisely. Use it safely. And always, you know, that goes back to the show about finding you. Where are you finding yourself at? How much money are you spending on your habits? Or will it become an addiction for you where you're out of control? And you don't want that. If you want to be recreational, but don't be foolish. Don't be reckless.
That's a good point. There comes a time that the recreation has to stop. Good point.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a wonderful program today, talking about recreational uses of marijuana and what's happened out in Colorado. And you might have a concern or a question or a statement or an opinion you like to state, feel free. Give us a call at 646-716-4702, and we'd love to chat with you. So, Rome, the new year is in, and you're fired up and about the business. And so what would you say as a wise word for the people that's listening?
Okay. I'm fired up, but I'm not firing it up. I'll start with that. No, seriously, though, I'm highly motivated, man, and what I would like for any listeners out there, go out to the website, empowerment website, www.theempowerment.weebly.com. We have Empowerment 365 going on. It's 365 days of empowerment just for you. We're on week two. We just did week one with resolution, so it's not too late to join us for that. It's every week. Go out there and find something good that you can learn and work on yourself with.
And I might add, if you haven't gone to that website, please do so and take time to spend time in the Marvin's Garden. You'll love it.
All right, well, there you have it. Thank you again, Stan. Wonderful topic. I thank you all for listening. Join us next week at 3 p.m. for Finding You with Marvin Rome and my wonderful co-host, who is sane and sober, Stan Macklin. Thank you, Stan. Thank you, listeners. And we'll talk to you next week. Also, thank you for Mr. Sprague and our technician that served us so well. It's Finding You with Marvin Rome right here at 3 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Tell your friends about it. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.